Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic. An expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com. Mm-hmm.
Jack Smith Glass and says, let the sun in.
Sleeping poorly on your mattress? Find your perfect mattress match and huge savings at the Mancini Sleep World Spring Clearance Sale. Get 50% off showcased Tempur-Pedic Adapt models and 50% off Casper mattresses. Plus, get free next day delivery, old mattress removal, and in-home setup on over 7,000 mattresses in stock. The Spring Clearance Sale is on now at Mancini Sleep World.
The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band. Saturday, May 25th, the event at Creighton Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band.
2.7, the
ball. A little after 7 o'clock, and we're kicking off another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I've got good stuff coming up from Tommy Two Tone, some Journey in there, as well as the Culture Club. Also got, let's see, the Eagles, King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as well as Queen, Heart, and Billy Joel. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well, this hour, right here on The Wolf.
You can't tell.
Staying alive, staying alive. I,
Time to get you up to date and up to speed. Another check of the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Plenty of slow traffic leaving Petaluma. Good morning. Traffic sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. The drive on southbound 101 from Petaluma to central San Rafael, now 38 minutes, as we're seeing plenty of stop-and-go traffic beginning right around Petaluma Boulevard South. That will continue into the Narrows. Meantime, the drive across the top of the bay, westbound 37, continues slow out of Vallejo from Wilson Avenue to Skaggs Island Road. Certified wellness coaches are game changers. They help youth build vital skills to lead happier, healthier lives. Learn about hiring a wellness coach for your school or community at cawellnesscoach.org. Supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Patty Hearst is still missing with the SLA. Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers are boycotting Gallo Winery. In Sonoma County, the city council votes against letting Cristo build his running fence through Cotati. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Dress up all in lace, go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the side of town. You can't. Herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry.
The Eagles from 1975 in Lion Eyes, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. So the Bud Light boycott cost $1 billion in lost sales. But wait, if Bud Light drinkers had $1 billion, why the hell were they drinking Bud Light in the first place?
on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The election results are in for the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race. On the Democratic side, currently it will be Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Curry got 100% of the vote. And in the 12th District, Democrat Damon Connolly captured 71%. The two Republicans, Aaron Cervantes and Andy Potashadley, are almost tied. Governor Newsom's state Proposition 1 appears to be winning with 50.2% voting yes to a very close 49.8% no vote. There are still ballots to be counted, and the results will not be certified until April 12th. Under Proposition 1, funds raised from the Mental Health Services Act put a 1% tax on incomes over $1 million, and those will be redirected.
And that's the issue of homelessness. That's the issue of what's happening in the streets and sidewalk.
The measure also increases state oversight of county spending on behavioral health issues. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 of 13 states on Super Tuesday, inching him closer to the Republican nomination. He now has 995 delegates.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley did win Vermont, preventing a clean sweep. And new in this morning, Nikki Haley will announce that she is actually suspending her campaign for president. In a speech from Charleston, South Carolina at 7 a.m. this morning, she is essentially dropping out. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at home. And your forecast today, mainly cloudy with just a chance of scattered showers. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight,